I'm Madeline Wallace.
And I'm Henry Lin.
And welcome to Better World.
Better World is an exploration of badass people doing really cool things. The more we know about this world, the better we can do in changing it.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Again.
Here we are again.
For another extremely interesting, fascinating, juicy episode.
But don't oversell it.
I know, because the people don't know.
They don't know.
What's about to happen.
It's going to get squishy.
Yeah. Who are we here with, Henry?
I would like to welcome one of my, I have to cop to this, old best college friends of literally now 20 years. How do you like them apples? We're old as fuck.
Geezers.
Welcome to the geriatric ward of podcasts. Dun, 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 dun. Ben Ritter from Beauty Company Squish. Ben, welcome.
Hello. Thank
welcome.
You. Yeah. Thank you both. Very happy to be here.
Thank you.
That
for
intro.
Joining us.
Yeah. I'm like, just put me in my place. Let's go.
Well, you've got a brand.
I have a brand.
What's it called?
My brand is called Squish. And I run it with my business partner. Her name is Charlie Howard. And she is the face, heart, soul, and creative force behind this brand. And I am the other face, equally beautiful, equally creative, but I do a lot of the design photography and I effectively run the business.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I mean, let's go.
Let's go.
Can you tell us a little bit about the business and why it is differentiated in the market?
Absolutely. So a little bit of background is I'm a photographer by trade. I've been working in beauty for about 15 years. I started doing little jobs for Bobbi Brown herself that long ago, and that brought me into this world, and that is where my expertise lies, and that's where my access is. Charlie is a model who also works in beauty, but she's also an activist and author and has overcome a lot of challenges in the archaic old ways of the industry, and her voice has really risen above a lot of these things, and she's become a role model to a lot of people in self-acceptance and inclusivity in the industry. And we met a few years ago, and the brand was developed on a lot of ideas that she brought to me, essentially. Where can I
That's
go
amazing.
From here for you?
Yeah.
Well, it's a nice meshing of minds. Mm-hmm. We definitely are 50-50 partners in every sense of the word. Mm-hmm. So that is the premise, and that's what puts me here. I'm not the person who's necessarily the target demographic, but I do know a lot about the industry, and I have a lot of sensitivities towards what's wrong with the industry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The beauty industry as a whole is something that we've focused on multiple podcasts, including the Encyclopedia of Clean Beauty. It is a global problem. The industry creates 120 billion units of packaging each year. Oof. The majority of that, guess what? It's plastic. Dun, 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 dun. You've seen it in all of the stores. It is not recyclable in many cases. And the sad truth is that a mind-boggling array of beauty and personal care products contain chemicals that not only trigger skin problems and other contact dermatitis, but are also suspected of causing long-term health effects. It's bad in chemicals, and it's bad for the environment.
It's all true.
Yeah.
And it's bad for specifically young women.
Yes.
Although we are very in tune and learning a lot about what you said about packaging, that came to us later. Our strength is in our messaging. Mm-hmm. So we started developing products on the premise of what if we made our dream campaign. Mm-hmm. So when we actually launched the brand in August, we didn't know how it was going to be received, but we did know how to put out content and have it be seen. And that was our goal. If we can do that, we can do the next thing. Let's see how that goes. So we actually did a campaign including 18 very diverse men and women, trans, big, small, gay, straight, you name it. We could sit here all day doing the list of who we admired. And these are all people with big voices online. And because Charlie is so beloved, a lot of people are really excited to be on board. So that was mm-hmm. I'll say that was our access point mm-hmm. to this possibility. And then, because we launched such a big campaign, the press came with it at our launch. And our kind of message at that point was, well, if we can do this, then why can't the biggest brands on earth? Mm-hmm. Why is it always 2 to 3 different models who kind of represent, like,
Everything's fine.
It represent a...
We get a lot of feedback here at the studio, and occasionally a visitor who pounds on the glass, which I'm definitely into.
Oh, yeah, I bet that's a...
I'm calling on all New Yorkers to show up to 24th and Lexington and make this the next Today Show.
You want to be us, you know it. Get in here.
I mean, look at all these fans, adoring fans.
The adoring fans.
To wrap up that point, the messaging was our biggest strength, and sure enough, we are really proud of what we were able to achieve on the smallest budget on earth because we did it ourselves.
Congratulations.
And these large brands can't learn, they can't adapt, mm-hmm. and they're going to spend $1 billion to do something just ineffective, essentially. So that
so
was
you
our
guys
goal.
Are healthy and eco just out of the gate. I mean, I know we're working on eco and they're.
Well, so the other thing we were really, 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 really adamant about was the products in our packaging needed to be things we would be willing to put on our faces. We are completely transparent about our ingredients.
Right.
There is no stone unturned. We have all the receipts that say these are cruelty-free. They are vegan products. They're clean. Charlie herself has very sensitive skin, and... it was so important to her that these were products she actually would fall in love with.
Right.
So we have, not only are they cute and custom, look it up at Squish Beauty, squishbeauty.com or squish.beauty. It helps to see it because the presentation is actually very colorful and very fun. And it's about celebrating your skin as it is and keeping it simple. So it's more about hydration and fun and healthy mental attitude about yourself more mm-hmm. than it is about putting, you know, like, remember when you were a teenager and you had Clearasil all over your face and you would hide and it wouldn't do anything anyway. Now people are going to take a selfie and share the experience mm-hmm. and it keeps the message going, which is just great. We're seeing it happen in real time. We didn't know this was going to happen. So it's really exciting for us. The amount of feedback we get online, user-generated content coming back at us. So we mm-hmm. didn't anticipate just a constant influx of excited people sharing their experience with our product, which is unique, and we're really excited by it.
Yeah, and I think it's such a testament to how needed it was, too, you know?
Absolutely.
And with the expertise that you and Charlie both bring separately, you guys were both, like, experts in figuring out what the industry needed and what was wrong with it, and you brought that to the table. And it's, like very much high time for that kind of thing to be out.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just the two of us, so there was no focus group. It was more about, like, what our hearts felt like we could do.
Yeah, so there's such a personal... It's clear that you guys are... It's really coming from the heart and the soul, and it's really an emotional investment, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. And also, I like how you guys are so open about transparency and about, like... You know, it's better to be transparent about your practices than to be totally perfect all the time, too, because mm-hmm. you are adapting to change and you're not like a big, you know, cosmetics company that has so many production, systems in place that's really hard to change, for example, or campaigns. I mean, they should like really get on board by now. I hope you guys are going to be super influential in the industry, and I know you are, but in terms of like, because I'm more of an environmental, you know, I'm always mm-hmm. thinking from like a packaging standpoint, you guys are always adapting and you're open to changing, which I think is really amazing too and commendable.
Well, we're going to take a commercial break and then come back to have Benny tell us all about his package.
Woohoo. Squishy. Sorry.
Got one.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Nice. Awesome squishy package.
Nice.
You know Maddie's been hanging out with me too long.
Too long.
Oh, this God. Relationship's for life. She's really upset about it.
Oh, God.
Today's episode of Better World is brought to you by none other than SmileRadio.fm. Smile Radio here at 24th and Lexington houses some of the most fun podcasts in the game in New York right now, including some pretty rad music discovery podcasts and some adventure shit. Check them out. Instagram, smileradio.fm, and please come check us out in person. We are inside the Freehand Hotel again on 24th and Lexington Avenue. Shout out to our awesome team, Brendan and Lindsay. You guys are really incredible, and we appreciate everything that you do. SmileRadio.fm. Thanks for making the world better, guys. And we are back with Ben Ritter. Ben.
Hey.
I don't want to talk about the giant flesh burrito that you got in your pants that I saw in college, but I do want to talk about your package.
You did it. You never, never.
It happened.
Never.
Now the world knows. They all know.
Lies.
It's 2020. Everybody's fluid. It's all cool, guys.
Lies.
God.
Listen to Tango.
Get me out of this.
Another great podcast.
Get me out of this glass box.
I mean, if that's not the most.
Glass cage.
Just so not even on message, Henry. Just counter to everything. Yeah.
Better
like, where did we just go?
I've been trying to spice it up since we went really dry with the farm people yesterday. I had to keep my behavior to myself. The most I could do was mention a cow poop joke, and that didn't even go over well.
Oh, yikes.
Jorts.
Jorts.
That same
anyway,
joke.
Ben, continue.
Packaging.
Please continue.
Eco packaging.
Or just eco-aspirational, or you know, whatever you want to call it.
Get in that eco-ass.
Go for it. Oh, God.
Well, there's... There's a problem in the industry that's called greenwashing. It's just
prolific. It's very widespread.
How can you BS that your product is actually healthy? Mm. And I'm not going to say super guilty about it because we're not putting green leaves all over our websites or marketing or calling anything eco.
Right.
I can tell you why we did take special care to make sure that we're not just selling you packaging, which the industry tends to do. You know, you can have these really elaborate big pump systems with this big expensive lid and cap and all this beautiful packaging. And then if you took it apart, there's this tiny pot inside with a little bit of product.
Right.
That's so much of the industry. Like, we're not here for that at all. Another problem we learned was that if you want to do anything very custom when it comes to packaging, most suppliers aren't going to give you an option unless you order 100,000 units, and we're small.
Right.
So, you know, we're trying to negotiate them down from 10,000 to 6,000. Like, that's where we're at. You know, and when we first launched, we thought it would be even less, but it just, there's minimums you have to hit. So you're kind of, once you find this factory that's going to make your product custom the way you want it, and you get samples from 10 different factories and only one can do it, you're kind of stuck with the packaging you're given, which is going to be plastic in a lot of cases anyway. Right. So what we're committed to is doing our best when we develop new products. Like, our next product will be in a glass jar. It's happening right now.
That's very exciting.
It exists. It's being filled by a supplier in the USA, and it's going to be a beautiful product we're going to be really proud of. We haven't announced it yet. I can tell you about them. One of them is a premium lip gloss.
Sick.
What is good, and at the risk of sounding like I'm greenwashing, we sell 4 times as much goop in our tube as your girlfriend's favorite brand does for the same exact price. And their product is a hard plastic with a big applicator included. So it's very little product for the same price and very wasteful.
Right.
So at least with ours, you're not buying it 4 times before you're replacing it. And also it's hydrating, so you don't have to buy a bomb and a gloss. So all of our products are supposed to really be as effective as they are fun. We sell acne patches, which are just a new trendy item. We weren't expecting them to be our most popular item, but they have become kind of like a cult favorite. They get a lot of attention because ours have a glass crystal on the center. The patches themselves are biodegradable, so a goal of ours is to upgrade our zip packaging to be compostable.
Right.
And I just started talking to a company that Henry actually introduced me to in Michigan. They're called Pivot Materials. And
shout out to our favorites, pivot.eco. Check them out on the
honestly,
web.
Let me just move away from my products for a second. I was talking to our friend Kylie on the phone. She's
rockstar.
Amazing. And I said to her, are you the future? And she said, no, we're the present. The problem is that, and so I said, why can't all these big companies do what you're doing? And she said, they don't innovate. It's the same problem in beauty. It's the same reason that I can come in and not have a bottom line and say, oh, let's just do it different. These old companies won't do things differently. So I'm so excited to have my eyes open now because I entered this conversation and I spoke to someone like Henry, and Henry put me in touch with the people. So once you get involved, you start learning and listening and adapting, you can make a change. They can make a plastic product we thought we were going to have to make overseas out of terrible materials. They can make it out of a biodegradable material, it turns out. I mean, you know, it's an incredible eye-opening revelation. Of course,
polymers are a substance that has a molecular structure consisting chiefly or entirely of large number of similar units bonded together. Plastics are widely used because they are durable for this reason. Pivot and some other folks like Mango Materials have figured out that you can make polymers out of organic biological substances. In this case, it's bamboo. There are some biopolymers in the market already that are made from corn, for example, that require industrial facilities to break them down in recycling, thus not solving the problem. The present, as Kylie noted, is that some of these biopolymers can be compostable or break down themselves without additional facilities. If you are interested in biopolymers or in other packaging, because maybe you got your own dream aspirational company, maybe you're bottling Maddie's Tears, I would be into it. I'd buy that product. Bottled Tears. No? Okay. Check out pivot.eco. And God, that almost counted as a commercial. Fuck me.
Oh my God.
Yeah, do you have to disclose anything?
You're like, right. Let's go. Substitutes and refunds need not apply.
There you go, yeah. Anyway, so...
Yes. Back to the product.
Well, the point is, once you get involved in this space, I came to it with the best intentions, the best messaging. We did our best with our products. When there was an option, like our shipping boxes could be a lot prettier, we made them out of completely recyclable materials. Our bag that all of our items come in inside the box is made of, it's called EVA plastic, which is petroleum free. It's what you'd make a baby pacifier out of. It's actually will biodegrade in a landfill. The obvious go-to option were PVC. That's what all the samples you see are. It's glossier, but it's, we made all the whenever we had the option, we took this better option. Mm-hmm. We think it's sexier to have a wadded piece of brown paper as your, safety materials than it is to have bubble wrap. We're not worried about that part of the aesthetic. We want to do good when we can, and you're not always offered good, and right. You want to survive.
Yes,
you can't just shut exactly. your business down because you can't right. do something. You have to push through it. Mm-hmm. And also Pivot, their technology, it, as far as I could pick up, was new. So it's not like I could have known about this years ago, or even a year ago. They're really innovating now, and they're ready to go now.
Right, and there's also a lot of companies like Pivot that are developing alternatives to plastic that are plant-based, like algae-based and whatever, but that aren't actually ready for the market yet. And now we're starting to see all these companies get enough funding, enough investing that they can actually get ready to be part of the system, the ecosystem for the consumer. Which is really cool.
Yeah, I think it's just an exciting time to be in a position where we can make changes with that part of the market. And again, if I can say, if I can do it, you can do it, giant corporation, then that's going to be great for us and it's going to be great for the consumer.
Yeah.
And that's really our goal. I mean, it's not even that lofty. It's just you got to be willing to maybe make a little less money. And that's not how, we don't think in terms of bottom lines and dollars like that. We think in terms of, you know, creation and then moving units, which is like the least fun part of it, honestly.
Right.
We both still have our day jobs, let's put it that way.
Right.
Right.
Of course.
We're still working very hard as photographer and model and author and writer and whatever.
We tried to get her on the show. She was too damn busy.
She's in London right now doing wonderful work for Squish and for herself, and we're very proud of her. Yes.
Woohoo.
Go try. Do you think that the future of the beauty industry is able to pivot fast enough? Ooh, I just made a pivot joke.
Moving on.
Given the fact that they haven't done so already, do you think that some of the larger brands are thinking about changing packaging? Do you think there's any type of movement or headway to become a little bit more sustainable, both in the healthy side of things and in the environmental side?
I think that consumers are smarter these days, so they can't just put a green leaf on everything. Right. They'll get called out. There's a lot of watchdogs on especially Instagram, that are going to call out bullshit, essentially.
Right.
I think what's really going to happen, they're going to acquire small brands that do it. They're going to acquire the innovators. That's how it works. I think Estee Lauder Corp owns like a 3,000 brands, let's say. It's 30, 40, I don't know. They'll buy whatever they want. That's going to be how it works. They don't have to innovate. They have to have money. They have to acquire. So it's the problem with that model is they're not going to change their legacy brands. They're going to, if something makes them money and it works and there's a supply chain, that's going to be it. It's not going to change. It's why we still have SUVs on the road when every company could make a Tesla. Right. You know, it's just whatever sells.
Yeah. Well, until it stops. So hopefully it will stop selling at some point.
The world or the SUVs?
Yeah, just everything.
Everything.
No, well, bad.
You have to give credit to Gen Z and millennials, especially the young ones. They're the ones who are going to be the biggest spending demographic within the next couple of years. So these legacy companies have to appease boomers, basically, who don't want anything to change. I was with a family last night, and we were talking about vegan beauty, and a comment was, well, I don't care. Right. And I was like, well, you should. Yeah, you know, like, why do you need to bring an animal into a disposable product you're going to stick on your face? You know, like, why do you need to bring their life into this equation if you can still get results otherwise? Like, you wouldn't know the difference, you know? It's so... that it's you can't change a whole generation of people's thinking. You sort of have to look at the future and say, how can we all grow together? And
damn it, Benny, we're out here trying.
you're really trying.
They won't listen.
Yeah.
So we're not focused on that or them or what big brands are doing or what big companies are doing. We're focused on what we're doing. And and when we have our limited amount of options, we're going to pick the one that is the most sustainable.
Right. But also, we do applaud the boomers that are willing to change their ways, too.
Obviously.
If you're a boomer and you're listening, don't be... we love you, too.
Sorry, I'm being very general.
No, not at all. I think it's a really... It's a very true, and in so many conversations I've had with climate-related things, it just seems like this kind of weird dead end, and... you can't blame certain, you know, it's a two-sided coin, you know? Yeah.
The change is happening fast. I don't blame anyone for not reading the things I read on Instagram.
Right,
you know?
Totally.
It's where I'm getting my information.
Like, I don't know what TikTok is. Like, I don't want to join TikTok.
Give me a 45 minutes and I'll tell you all about it. Yeah, another 45. Yeah, it's the Wild West of the internet right now. God. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm only 23, so like, hello. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
We have to take one more commercial break. This one, a little personal favorite of ours. Better World is sponsored today by Surf City El Salvador. It is not just a Beach Boys song, people. It's not actually a Beach Boys song. Surf City is an initiative from the government of El Salvador, the Bukele administration, which started last June, a very leftist-leaning, liberal and progressive government that is investing in infrastructure along the surf regions of El Salvador in an attempt to take this already paradisical spot and make it safer and easier to access. And they've been doing an incredible job. Check out El Zonte, Palo Verde Hotel, and Puro Surf Hotels in particular. It is a region with the most consistent surf break in El Salvador, and it's a ton of fun. If you DM us at itsbetter.world on the internets, we can not only send you information about it, but we will also send you some discounts.
Whoa.
Sick. We are getting them for airlines as well as for the hotels themselves. So we already have them for the hotels themselves. Check out Surf City. Palo Verde Hotel on the Instagram is one of the best places to start. Thanks to El Salvador. You guys are crushing it. We are back, and we are going to talk a little bit about what the average user can do, what our consumer can do to be a little bit better and a little bit more beautiful. Benny?
Go.
Go. That was a question.
Start with a website.
Right, well.
Start with
the website where you buy your products.
Okay. Sure. I'm so not even here to sell. We are squishbeauty.com. We're in a couple of retail stores. You know, I'm not going to name them right now. And we're in and we're at squish.beauty on Instagram. And it's the two of us, me and Charlie, we will respond to your DMs if you have a good question. And we love hearing from you.
No.
We really do love hearing from you. We get asked about our packaging all the time. We're straight up where we could be better and what's good. We don't mislead. We'll tell you about our ingredients. People ask us about the collagen in our eye masks. When we update our packaging, it will be specific that it is plant-based. It is a soy product. That was something we had to learn, that people needed differentiated for them. We needed it differentiated for ourselves after we launched. There's just, you know, little things. We're always going to be better and getting better. And we're just so happy we reached so many people to be in this position to have to answer these questions that we welcome them. So please bring us your criticisms and your praises.
Fun party.
Here's some advice for consumers. If you find products that are EU approved, which ours are, you are getting a more premium product generally, because the standards in Europe are very, very high for what ingredients are allowed to be sold in cosmetics, unlike in the FDA in America, where the standards, if you can believe it, are much, much, much more
fire low.
And haven't been changed since like 1963 or something insane.
Something insane. Yeah. And so we are very proud that all of our products that contain any cosmetic designations are approved. Our acne patches are drug-free, so they are effective and they are fun, and you will love them, I promise.
Yeehaw.
And our I didn't really talk about our eye masks, so you heard a little about them. They are vegan, they are cute, and they are a lovely product. If I stick them on my face often, and they feel
reusable, no?
Incredible. We recommend no more than 3 times, because you are handling something that you're putting on your face. But if you have clean skin and clean hands, you can put them back in their tray. We recommend putting them in the fridge. They will keep, and they will keep working. A lot of competitive products are really thin and will fold up on themselves, and you won't want to use them again. But ours really hold their form really beautifully. So, again, at the risk of sounding like I'm greenwashing, you will have to buy less of the same product if you like this type of product. And it's a lovely product. I stand behind
FYI, that. It's not greenwashing.
It's not. Yeah, it's just you're being transparent.
I'm being transparent. Yeah. And I believe in it. I really do. And, you know, like I said, we'll do better when we can. But it's right now we're pretty proud of what we've been able to do, even by accident.
Check out Squish Beauty. Take a look at the standards that your beauty product subscribes to. Tell your boomer mom that she should fuck off and buy vegan products. And make sure that you look at the amounts and volumes that each of your products contain.
Yes.
A great way to use less is to reuse and to buy products that support reusing, as our friends at Squish do.
Mm-hmm.
Benny, thanks for coming on.
I mean, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We're just out here.
We are.
Feeling squishy.
Yeah, it's great.
I am Henry Lynn.
I'm Madeline Wallace.
And thank you again for listening to Better World. Come back next time, where we'll show you a little bit more about how you can make the world better.